We are here gathered together this morning to praise you, to lift you up, to honor you and bless you. Jesus, receive our praises. You say that you inhabit the praise of your people. So we know that you are here in this room with us and that you long to bless us and touch us, that we would know we are loved by you. We praise you, God, in your name. Amen. I'm so grateful that we have a band that can actually lead us in music. So this morning this whole service is focused around praise. We're really going to praise God this morning. Not that we don't do that every Sunday, but this Sunday we're really going to praise God. So we're going to do a little bit extra music, we're going to take communion, and we couldn't do that if we didn't have a band. So I'm just so grateful that music, we have a band that can lead us, move our hearts in a way that only music does, and lead us to the foot of the cross, to the feet of Jesus. So I'm so glad you guys are here. I hope that you're awake and ready to engage in a time of worship with us this morning. I'm going to talk just a few minutes. Unlike normal, when maybe I talk 20 to 25 minutes, it's going to be a little shorter today, and I just want to talk to you about praise. And I don't know what you guys think of when you think of praise. What does praise mean? It means to give glory. And to give glory to something means to honor or recognize something. We call it worship. And it means to show reverence and adoration. So I don't know where all of you guys are in your relationship to God with Jesus. I don't, if you may believe in God or not believe in God, you may have a relationship with him, you may not. So maybe you're thinking, praise, what? Worship, what? But for those of you who know him and want an opportunity to praise him, this is your chance this morning. And for those of you who know him, but you are in a broken place, you are really broken. Maybe you're just spent, maybe at the end of your rope, or maybe you're just tired. And you know what? I've been there so many times. Maybe not where you are, but I have been all of those things, broken, spent, done, tired. And when you're there, you don't feel like praising, do you? Honestly, you just don't even have the energy for it. And that's what I want to talk about just a little bit this morning. How often do we use our tongues? All of the time. Now, some of you don't. You're super, super quiet. But most of us, we use our tongues all the time. And we've been talking about that for a little bit. We're actually done now with that series on the tongue. But we use our tongues to lie, to gossip, to exhort people, encourage people. We share our feelings, our needs, our desires. We use words all the day long. And God made our tongues. He made us to be able to communicate, to express things. And he made us to worship him. Amen. You guys, he made us to worship him. Amen. That's why people have idols. Now you may be thinking, well, idols are in the Old Testament days or in other countries. But we all have idols because it could be sex, it could be money, it could be drugs, it could be another person. We have idols that we worship. Amen. Football. Football, there you go. It's a good one. But you know what? We were made, God literally created us with a need inside. We are built in need to worship something. We are just made to need to worship something. But we were created to worship God. Yes. What's the first commandment out of the Ten Commandments? I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. He says no graven images. And you know why? God is clear that he and he alone is to be worshiped, but he's so worthy. First of all, there aren't any other gods. They might be man-made and we call them idols, but a real God, there is only one God. And he created everything, and then he made us and put us in his creation, and then he came for us once we had fallen and the relationship with him had been broken. He came for us to bring us back to himself. And it brings him so much pleasure when we worship him, because he's so worthy. Jesus said, if we don't worship him, the very rocks themselves will cry out. Because it's like he just has to be praised. Not for his own ego, but we're talking about God and the kind of God he is, and he's worthy of praise. But worship does so much for us too, and we don't even realize it. First of all, worship shows, you guys with me? You guys with me? Okay. Worship shows that it's not about us. And it's so normal. I probably do it more than anyone else in this room. I think my life is about me. What makes me happy, what feels good, what feels right, if I can have this, if I can have that. It's just the way we're wired. But when I sit with Jesus on a daily basis and I sit with him and before him and I worship him and I thank him for things, it takes my mind off of me and I remember, oh yeah, that's right. My life isn't about me. Worship is about God, and it helps me focus my life on God. And again, it's not like he's some insecure cosmic being who's just sitting there waiting for us worshipers to remind him how awesome he is. That's not it. When we worship, not only does he deserve it and he's worthy of it, but we change. Worship changes us. Our attention is captured when we worship. Our eyes are taken off of our circumstances when we worship. And all the things we have going on, and it puts our attention on him. Do you find yourself in the midst of turmoil? Worship the God of peace, and you'll find peace. Do you need wisdom in your life? You looking for wisdom? Worship the God of wisdom, and he'll give you wisdom. Are you faced with just loving someone unconditionally who's really difficult to love? Man, worship the God of love, and he will give you love for that person. Worship really changes us. So in a world that vies for our attention all of the time, let's for a few minutes center our attention on Jesus for just a little bit. Now, I just want to touch on kind of how I started off with. You may be in a really bad place, a really tired place, a really sad place, and you're just thinking, I just don't even think I... Or if I do sing it, my heart's not there. And we need to align our hearts with what we're saying. And worship helps to do that. You begin to speak truth, to worship God in truth because it's true. All those things about him that we sing and say are true. And all of a sudden, like I said, your heart, you begin to look away from your problems and your life situation. Those things grow dim and he becomes clearer and brighter. And you begin to see who he is and that he's so worthy of praise. And then you begin to feel better. Now your problems aren't going to go away. You're going to go back to those. Amen. But he gives you so much of himself when you worship. You know, we sang about praise in that first song. We sang our praises. And he is worthy because he's the God of the universe. But he loves us. He's God. He created it. He could have created it any way he wanted to. He made us and could have done whatever he wanted. But he chose to love us, to care for us. He came for us. He did not leave us as orphans. You can clap for that. Amen. Praise God. He did not leave us as orphans, but he came for us to rescue us. Worship can turn our hearts around and help us see the bigger picture. And that is really what I long for us to do this morning. I just want a really wonderful, special time for each one of you to be able to worship God, praise God, connect with God. And that might involve you standing when you sing. It might involve you lifting your hands, but just to cry out to him, engage with him. And you know what? You don't have to be in a great place to worship God. You don't have to have your act together to be a good worshiper. Amen. You come to him just as you are, broken as you are, empty as you are. I've done that sitting on the rug in my living room when I pray. And I felt like just almost like dead. And it's like all I can do to like lift my hand to say, okay, praise you, God. But then it starts, and I just say a little tiny bit, and the Spirit comes and starts moving me, and he takes over, and it happens. For the times that we have rejected him, sinned, failed, walked away, and yet he forgives and forgives and forgives, and he waits for us and looks for us and welcomes us with open arms every single time. Isn't he worth praising just for that?
Amen.
Amen.